My brother on the call, please state your name, where you come from.
D. Mickens, Memphis, Tennessee.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where a heart becomes free and a shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. I come before you just as I am. I lay me at your feet. I bring before you all that I have. I lay it at your feet. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out, I pour it out for you. I pour this perfume not to impress the people standing around. I pour this perfume 'cause of your worthiness. As I behold you now, 'cause you're worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. It's foolishness, I know, but your foolishness is wiser than my wisest. Wiser, wiser. It's foolishness, I know, but your foolishness is wiser than my wisest. Wiser, wiser. 'Cause you're worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Psalmist Kaylin. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come and flood our atmosphere. Hallelujah. Your presence is what we long for. To God be the glory for the great and mighty things he is doing in this season and in this hour. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Kalen, Psalmist Kalen, for allowing God to use you as always in this time of worship. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Master's Call family. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I welcome you to the Master's Call, our telecommunication sanctuary. To God be the glory. I want to thank Minister Cox, our Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, for seating and greeting everyone with that awesome tag and allowing God to use her to place everybody at their seats as we go before the Lord with praise and thanksgiving. This is definitely our eighth day of worship as well as we have our time of prayer and fasting, and we're giving God glory for all that he is doing in the midst of this fast because he's definitely doing a new thing. Let me share a little bit about it. This call. It started back in October 2010 with our awesome and amazing co-founders, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Pacola Roberts, who is truly amazing. These women of God stood on God's word and said yes to the master with the word of God. Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning our prayer comes before you." And our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, you all know that we have a website you can go to and pull out any message, any time of the day or the hour, because all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And that website is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And also you'll notice that our theme is there for 2022, which it says, in this year, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience will we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Now, you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this awesome ministry. You can do so. You can be a greeter, as Honorable Minister Cynthia did so wonderfully. You can host this, what I'm doing. You may even be a psalmist like our awesome and amazing young psalmist, Minister Kalen. And then if not, you may even have a word that God has placed in your belly to share with us. We invite you to do so. It's a safe place. And you can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will truly get in touch with you. Now, what brought most of us together is this amazing company, health and wellness company called Artist International. We're under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we're so thankful for Papa Diaz de Leon for bringing such awesome and amazing products to us, and not only to us, but around the world. So to get, we invite you to get with somebody, whoever invited you to this call, and they will be glad to share more information with of these awesome and amazing products with you. Now, we also have the morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and you definitely get great information on the products as well as the garments and all that we hold here in Artist Life. Now, today is Awareness Wednesday with the phenomenal Diamond Presidents, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And again, happy birthday to Queen Victoria from yesterday. And that number, and you'll see that that number, you'll get some great information, is 667-770-1525. Again, 667-770-1525. And the PIN is 293-294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. That is Awareness Wednesday. You don't want to miss it. Well, before we move further, I want you to get your spiritual gifts ready because we have a powerhouse, and she, every time she comes, she brings it with the anointing of God, and we just give God for this amazing woman of God who is no stranger to this call. She is our wonderful prophet, Kai Brown, who was born in New York City, and she resides now in San Antonio, Texas. By trade, she is an electrical engineer, but I tell you, she has so many gifts that God has given her that she is bestowing wherever she goes. We thank God for her for being a passionate woman. She is a wonderful mother, a dedicated friend, one who loves God with all her heart. She stands on that Jeremiah 29 plan for her life that God has given her. And not only is she a prophet, but she is also an author. And her book, you might want to go get it, is When God Bursts the Ministry. We're so thankful and grateful that she is a part of this TMC family. And after I finish praying, you will hear the voice of the one and only Prophet Kai Brown. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you and we glorify you. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, we say this is the day that you have made, and we truly will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, if it had not been for you on our sides, we don't know where we would be. But we thank you. We honor you, and we glorify your holy and righteous name. We say, Lord, have your way in this telecommunication sanctuary. Have your way, O God, with the prophet that you have already anointed and appointed for this time and in this season. Lord, have your way as we open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to receive what you have for us this morning. Lord, have your way as you touch each and every one individually as well as collectively. Lord, we thank you because, Lord, you have been our love, our heart, our mind, our spirit. You have been everything that we need, and we thank you. We ask you, Father God, that the Spirit of truth will rule and reign throughout this day and the days to come. Be glorified, O God, in this day, in this season, in this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah and amen. I'll turn it over to Prophet Kai Brown. Are you there, my sister?
I am here, my beautiful Mississippi Queen. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that warm and welcoming introduction, my dear sister Minister Brenda, and for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, I must say thank you to the two amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pacola Roberts, for saying yes when the Master calls on them to start the TMC call. But, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Daddy God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, without whom, where would we be? How grateful are we for that powerful three? And, of course, we are in the ninth day of our gratitude fast, and we are just so thankful and so grateful to be in the midst of this corporate fast, and we are going to get right into the word. We are in the midst of the count, it's all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is forgiveness. And when I left you last time, we were talking about, as you know, as we were in the midst of the assignment is forgiveness, we are talking about the three parts of forgiveness: God forgiving man, man, us forgiving ourselves, and then man forgiving each other. And we were talking about God forgiving us. And we were talking about scriptures such as Second Chronicles 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. And so if we look at that scripture, we were talking about our part, us doing our part, and then God doing his part. And that is an amazing scripture that can lead us from my first part, God forgiving us, to us forgiving ourselves. And he said, well, how does that lead us from God forgiving us to us forgiving ourselves? Because we have to do our part, right? If my people, because first we have to choose to be his people, we have to choose to accept God and Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Again, that is us doing our part, because that is a choice. We have to come to the place where we can choose salvation. So us doing our part. If my people, because we have to choose to be his people, who are called by my name, again, a part of the choice, will humble themselves, again, a choice. Because we can choose to be his people, we can choose to be called by his name, but we can also choose not to humble ourselves to the will of God. We can choose to walk around the way the world walks around, boisterous and bold and doing it our own way, and not to humble ourselves, not to submit to the will of God. We have choices, see. He does not make us do anything. He has given us free will. So we have a choice. So if we choose to humble ourselves and pray and seek his faith and turn, see, all of this is choice. He has given us a choice to how we choose to walk through this thing. See, we have a choice. We have a decision to make. Even in the process of forgiveness, we have a choice to make. And I love that we serve a God who gives us a choice to make. Now, I didn't say it was a good choice. I didn't say we had good options. But we have a choice. He allows us to choose. Even when the choices are not good, he gives us the option. So this leads into the next part. Now, the Bible does not clearly define or talk about us forgiving ourselves. It doesn't give specific examples or concepts of forgiveness of oneself. I looked, I combed, I searched. I even did a Google search, which is not something I often do when I'm studying to try and talk about a subject. But I said, look, I'm not finding a whole lot on forgiveness of oneself. It doesn't do a lot of talking about how do I forgive myself. I look for scriptures. It doesn't do a whole lot of talking about forgiveness of self. But it does do a lot about, talk about a lot about, of loving oneself and accepting oneself where we are. So if we look at scripture and it talks about how we love and forgive the transgressions of one another. How do you forgive somebody else if you can't look at yourself with that same type of love and acceptance and forgiveness? So we've got to take a step back for a minute and look at the way that God and Jesus looks at us and how they love us. And if we can look at ourselves with that same type of love, the way that Jesus loves us, that he would take on that sin for us, if we can look at ourselves like that. So let's take a minute to really look at ourselves the way God looks at us. If we can view ourselves through that lens, if we can first do that, then and see ourselves the way God sees us, then maybe we can take off the guilt and the shame that we feel and forgive ourselves. How dare we walk around with unforgiveness of self if God so loved us
that he gave his only son so that we could be returned to right relationship. How dare we know more than God and not forgive ourselves? So let's take a minute to think about this thing and think about ourselves the way God does. Forgiving yourself ultimately comes from an understanding of God's forgiveness. And if God says we are forgiven, then who are we to say we know more than God? The Bible is clear that every human being has sinned against God. It's clear. There's no mistake in that. There's no misunderstanding that we all have sinned. And God is clear so that no one can say, oh, not me, not I, so that nobody is better than anyone else. God didn't want any of us saying, oh, I got this. So everybody but Jesus has sinned. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. So we've all missed it. See, God didn't want some of us to be able to say, oh, I've never sinned. I've never disappointed God. I've never let God down. He had to make it so that we all have fallen short. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. See, we have all missed it. And so that means we should all be grateful. Gratitude should be oozing from our pores, knowing that we serve a God who is faithful and just to forgive us for our sins, to cast our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, to love us enough to cast our sins as far as the east is from the west, to forgive us for our transgressions. He loves us enough. He loves us enough. Nor has he kept back anything from us because he loves us enough to forgive us for our transgression. See, we serve a God who forgives us if we just confess our sins to him. If we go to him and say, Daddy God, we know that we have failed you. We know that we have done wrong in your sight, but we're placing it at your feet and we're asking you to forgive us. But teach us how to forgive ourselves. Teach us how to love ourselves enough to see ourselves the way you see us so that we can walk in love for ourselves the way you love us, so that we have the wisdom and the grace and the mercy to forgive ourselves the way you do, God. See, because if we can't forgive ourselves, if we can't love ourselves, then how do we love our neighbors as ourselves? How do we truly walk with the grace and mercy for another if we can't do it for ourselves? Who are we to say we know better than God? Because if we can't forgive ourselves, then we clearly know better than God because he has already forgiven us. Because that's really what we're saying if we can't forgive ourselves. We know better than God because he has already forgiven us. If we've gone to him and confessed our sins, the word says he is faithful and just and has forgiven us already. So we're smarter than God. We know more than he does because we haven't forgiven ourselves. I'm just saying, that's what you're saying by walking around in unforgiveness of self, by allowing the enemy to play that reel over and over in your head and to keep you in guilt and unforgiveness You're saying, we are saying, let me not exclude myself. We are saying we're smarter than God. We know more than God by walking around in unforgiveness of self. Because clearly, if we can't forgive ourselves, then God didn't know what he was doing when he forgave us. I'm going to stop right there for a minute because somebody didn't get that. By walking around in unforgiveness of self, we are saying we are smarter than God, because when his word says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So when we don't forgive ourselves, we're saying we're smarter than him, because when he cleansed us of that unrighteousness and cast it into the sea of forgetfulness, he didn't know what he was doing. I'm going to just sit right there for a second. So clearly we knew better than him. We knew more than he did when he forgave us. That unrighteousness was supposed to stay with us. That being washed whiter than snow was a mistake on his part. Take a minute to think about how stupid that sounds. So now, let's go ahead and repent of our arrogance for not allowing God to be God. And to show the gratitude for the forgiveness he just gave us, for that repentance, for going to him, for the forgiveness we just received, for walking around in unforgiveness of self. Let's be grateful for knowing that we serve a God who can forgive us right now. For walking around in unforgiveness of self, for not loving ourselves enough to receive the forgiveness that we so freely and so willingly will give someone else, but not receiving it for ourselves. Let's take a minute to understand we serve a God who loves us enough to give us that forgiveness freely and to love ourselves enough to honor him enough to forgive ourselves. As we spend this day 9 of this gratitude fast, let's be grateful for God's forgiveness and spend today forgiving ourselves for our bad choices, our bad decisions, the bad mistakes that we have made. Let's spend time on some self-love and forgiveness. Because do we honor God and forgive ourselves? Do we honestly take that time to look at that and do that self-evaluation and that self-forgiveness? Do we spend time and do that? You know, and I know sometimes we say, oh, that's not really important. No, it really is. Because can we honestly move forward and forgive those people for hurting us if we haven't done the work of self-forgiveness? And because a lot of times the Bible does not address that specifically, we don't spend the time we need to spend addressing it. While it might seem like a simple concept to understand, forgiving yourself can be difficult in practice because there are so many things that we say, oh, no, we don't regret, we don't, you know. No, we probably, if we're honest, we regret some of the bad decisions and bad choices we make, and we just, you know, sweep them to the side and don't really take the time we need to address them. So I challenge you today to take a minute to spend the time you need to address those things, to stop punishing yourself for those decisions you made in your past. To take the time to love yourself right where you are and allow the Holy Spirit to truly do the work that is necessary to forgive yourself and to move forward and allow the joy of the Lord to be your strength. Oddly enough, forgiving yourself means admitting your own sinfulness, accepting your fault, and allowing the Lord to take your imperfection and deal with them the way He desires to deal with them. And allowing Him to be your strength. See, Paul understood that. And he did not try to work it out in his own strength, but he allowed the Lord to do the work. See, as we walk through this ninth day of our gratitude fast, as we are grateful for being exactly where we are and who we are, and giving God the praise and the glory for that, we can forgive ourselves because we know God already has. And we can be grateful for exactly who we are and where we are, knowing that God has already worked it out for our good and His glory. I don't know about you, but knowing that God has forgiven me has put me in a place where I can walk exactly where I am according to exactly where He has me in His Jeremiah 29:11 plan for my life. We'll continue. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is forgiveness the next time I am before you. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for that on-time message on forgiving ourselves. Thank you. Yes, Lord, we would definitely share this with others and know that God has forgiven us, and we will truly learn to forgive ourselves. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Oh, Lord, our Lord, you are so excellent in all your ways, and we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you have placed us this day in this time, Lord God, to glorify your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for this powerful message. So, Lord, we say first, forgive us. Wash us with the blood of Jesus, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Father God, because we are accepted and we have received the finished works of Calvary. You've done it all, O God. You have clothed us with your righteousness, not our own, but your righteousness, O God. And we thank you. We thank you, Father, for the Spirit of truth leading and guiding us into all truth. And you told us when we know the truth will make us free. Thank you, O God, because your word is forever settled in heaven. And as we meditate on your word day and night, we'll be like trees planted by rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in this season. We thank you, O God, for your Spirit taking us into a different dimension, Lord God, knowing and realizing, Father God, that it's in you and that we live, we move, and have our being. So we ask you, Father, that you touch and continue to shower your love and your peace and your joy over Prophet Kai. Thank you, Father God, for pouring back into her the virtues, the blessings, Lord God, that she poured out to us. Thank you, Father God, for giving her life everlasting, for the joy of the Lord being her strength in every area of her life. Thank you, O God, that you have made her the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask you, Father, that you continue to bless everyone on this call. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, empower them, and that they go through this day, Father God, realizing, Lord God, that you have made us heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. You've made us above and not beneath, and no weapon formed against us will prosper. We thank you, Father God, because we do accept the finished works of Calvary. We know that the Spirit is leading and guiding us, and we thank you, Father God, that even those that are going through health challenges, we call them healed by the blood of Jesus. We're making that declaration right now that they are healed from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. And, Lord God, that you are also touching those bereaved families, Lord God, all across the country. We ask that you just allow them to feel your presence like never before. Let them know that you're there with them, Lord God, through this hour of bereavement. We say thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in this season and in this hour. For, God, you are the great I am, and we give your name praise. We give your name glory. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for Pastor Dr. Pecola. In everything, in artist life, we give your name praise. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Well, listen, I know we're getting ready to run over to the morning motivational call. And first of all, let me give you the replay of this number, which is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The pin is 957-677 pounds. The morning motivational call with the Flanagans. The topic on Awareness Wednesday is stress. Yes, yes, yes. You need to go there. 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. The pin is 294-617 pounds. Again, thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting everyone. Thank you, Psalmist Kalen, for allowing God to use you with the awesome praise and worship. And again, thank you, Prophet Kai, for this on-time message this morning. To God be the glory. Would you come and close us out with the benediction?
And, of course, thank you, my beautiful Mississippi Queen, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for your forgiveness. We are just so grateful that you've allowed us to walk into day 9 of this gratitude fast. Lord, as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Lord, we love you, we glorify you, and we continue to give your name the praise. We thank you, Father, for all that you are doing and all that you just continue to show us as we walk according to your Jeremiah 29:11. Plan for our lives. We seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.